Hi, I'm Niamh.
And I'm Kevin.
And welcome to the chaos.
Each week, we invite you into our chaotic lives.
We talk about anything and everything. So buckle up, enjoy the ride,
and get ready to embrace the chaos.
Hello, and welcome back to Welcome to the Chaos. It is just me this week, just Niamh in today's episode. You don't have Kevin, unfortunately. It was Paddy's weekend over the weekend, so we didn't get a chance to record. Six Nations was on the Saturday, so it was just a busy weekend for both of us. We didn't have a time to get together and record, unfortunately. So I said I would do a solo episode for you this week. You know, we want to be consistent this year. We want to keep up with getting an episode out every single week. Sometimes that will mean you'll just hear from one of us. Ideally, we'll always be the two of us. But for this week, it is just me. So I hope that's okay. Well, let's get right into it. So I have a very good chaos story, but I want to leave that for next week with Kevin. So stay tuned for that. It was absolutely chaos, like absolutely chaos. But I'm going to leave that for next week. Sorry to tease you, but I want to see Kevin's reaction. Because I actually haven't even told any of my family, but it's funny now looking back on it. But anyway, I'll shut up and tell you about it next week. So one little kind of small chaos thing that kind of more gave me a fright than anything was, so I have a mic stand which holds the microphone, and it's like an kind of an arm that hinges, like it folds over. And I think there's something wrong with it, or like a spring is kind of gone in it, because I'm having trouble setting it up. Like each time I go to set up, it just doesn't like work as well as it used to. I nearly hit myself in the face with it today when I was putting on the microphone. So I think it's just a bit crazy. But I was lying in bed one night and it sprang to life underneath my bed. So like I literally was lying in bed, wasn't even like moving, wasn't touching the microphone stand at all. And I just heard this noise and I was like, what in the hell was that? And it was my microphone stand that had just like flung open by itself. So it's kind of like a little bit possessed. But yeah, I feel like there's something wrong with it. And that was the main thing that has happened to me chaos wise in the past week. So overall, not too chaotic. I did have a ladybug land on me and I just noted that down because I always think that's really funny when that happens, and just kind of cute when a ladybug lands on you. And apparently it's good luck, and I'll certainly take some good luck these days. So you never know. Otherwise, not too much chaos has been happening. You are always welcome to send in your own chaos if you would like. You know this, and you can totally do it if you ever think of it. Just send us a quick DM, voice note, whatever you would like, and we'd love to share your chaos with the world because we think it's absolutely hilarious when people have chaotic moments. You know, we're all human. We all have our moments of chaos, and we should just share them and just have a skit at each other. So since coming back this year, you know, I've wanted to kind of get even more open and more transparent on here. So that's really what I'm going to do today. And I'm just going to talk about how I have been in the biggest rut I have been in a long while over the past kind of week and a half. I just don't feel like myself at all. Honestly, this happened to me kind of around the same time last year, around like March or April. And I think I get a hint of SAD, seasonal affective disorder. And while most people get that kind of in like autumn, winter, when the days are getting darker and the evenings are getting shorter and, you know, winter is coming in, I think people definitely really get affected by seasonal affective disorder. But for me, I think it happens to me when spring starts to come in, because the weather has been really, really nice the past few days here in Vancouver. Like, it's been really, really lovely. Blue skies, it's such a nice break from the cloudiness of the winter that we always get. And I think kind of when that started to happen around the same time last year, I just get quite down and just don't really feel like myself. And I think it's because, you know, a lot of us spend winter kind of just like looking forward for it to be over and for the days to get longer. And, you know, the hour goes forward. Yeah, the hour goes forward and your evenings are longer. Slowly it starts to get brighter for longer of the day. And I think this has a negative effect on me at first because, like, well, for me anyway, you know, I feel like spring means, okay, time to get more active again, time to start making more of your day, time to, you know, start doing this, start doing that. And I feel like I kind of put a lot of pressure on myself that, like, okay, once the evenings get longer, you need to do more with your evening and you need to get outside more and go for walks and just make more of your days now that you have more natural light. And I don't necessarily always do that. So I feel like I have this pressure on myself to start becoming better as a person the minute spring kind of starts to kick in. And then when I don't do anything for myself and when I kind of, you know, feel I'm still kind of wasting the evening, then I get really down about it. So I feel like I kind of suffer from SAD, but going from winter to spring, not from autumn to winter. And I don't know if anyone else is like that. I think a lot of people get it going into the winter, but I just seem to get it like when the sun really starts to come back out. And I think because I get just kind of like anxious for the summer because you feel like you need to be outside every single day when it's, you know, sunny and bright, and you should go out and make the most of it while you have it. And I just put this like enormous pressure on myself to make the most of every single day, but I don't actually make the most of my days. And then that just gets me quite sad and upset and kind of a bit depressed, and I get lazier, and it's like I kind of revert back within myself almost. Like I might find that I'm making progress with my mental health throughout the winter, and then it's like as soon as spring comes and the days get brighter, you think like, oh yeah, you should just keep, you know, improving. But it's like I actually get worse and I go kind of a few steps backward. And I think that's kind of how I've been feeling the past like week and a half. Like I just don't really feel like myself at all, and I'm super anxious about work still. And I spend, you know, I wake up dreading to log on, and I feel anxious to start the day, and then it might get a little bit better, you know, start the second half of the day. But then I log off and it's just like, okay, what, like, right, I need to do something with my evening now. And then I don't, and then it's bedtime, and then I'm dreading work again. And it's just this kind of, I'm in quite a negative circle with myself lately, and I'm spending too much time inside the house. I've started working from home now, been working from home for a little over 2 months, and I like it, and I thought like, yep, this, you know, I really actually do like working from home, but I'm realizing how much it can impact your mental health because my life now is downstairs in my living kitchen room area. Like that's where I work. Did I say living kitchen room area? What did I even say there? I don't know. What I tried to say was kitchen and living room area. Like it's all in the one, it's all open. And that's where I work. That's where I have my breakfast. That's where I make my lunch. That's where I have my dinner. That's where I watch TV. It's where I might read sometimes. Like, so much of my life is now just in my living area. And I don't really have a separation anymore, you know, of work and home. And that's actually kind of difficult, I'm realizing, to. I didn't realize how much I actually enjoyed leaving the house to go to work and working from home. Like I don't have to be on cameras for, I don't have really many meetings. So it's not like I need to be dressed very professionally. So I find I'm just not making much of an effort with my appearance. I spend my lunch hours like watching Netflix just to try like detach from work and just try switch off when I probably should actually just go outside, go for like a 10-minute walk even. And then in the evenings, like I really should be trying to get out, but I'm just not. Like, I'm just not. And it's definitely starting to affect me and not in the good way. I think you can get kind of, when you get in these kind of ruts, you're like, okay, how do I get out of this? And you kind of feel like sometimes you try to look for inspiration on like Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and you see all these people with like morning routines and, you know, they're 5 to 9s after their 9 to 5 and all this kind of stuff. And you think, oh my God, I need to be doing all these kind of things. But I think really your routines don't need to be huge. Like they can be not snoozing your alarm every morning. It can be going for a 20-minute walk every day. And that's that. Like you just need to make little small changes. You don't need to start like waking up at 6 a.m. and doing yoga and doing this and doing this. Obviously, all those things are great, but if that's not who you are, you shouldn't try to be that way. Like, For an example, I went for a walk earlier and I went to go get a coffee in this little cafe that didn't realize is only open on weekends. So the nearest place then to get a coffee was McDonald's. And I was like, oh, like, you know, I wanted to be like cute and get like a cute little coffee. And will I just walk further to a coffee shop? And then I was like, okay, do you care about the coffee that you're getting? Like, or do you just want a coffee? And I was like, well, I just want a coffee. And McDonald's is just there and it's a lot cheaper. You know, you can see the kind of aesthetic of like getting a cute little coffee in this cute little, you know, coffee shop that's like really aesthetically pleasing, and your coffee costs like $6 or $7, or you can go into McDonald's and get a coffee for like $2 and be just as content. You know, you don't always have to go that extra mile or be like the people you see on social media. You just do whatever's easiest for yourself, you know, and like that's okay. It's okay to opt for the $2 McDonald's coffee compared to the $7 aesthetically pleasing coffee. You know, but sometimes I just find it quite hard to get out of these ruts and get out of these cycles. And I would love if this was a podcast on how this episode is a, you know, how to get out of a rut, but it's not. It's just letting you know I'm in a rut and I'm struggling to get out of it, and I'm not doing everything I could be doing to get out of it, because sometimes it's just hard and it's overwhelming, and you feel just heavy and kind of sinking down in yourself. And sometimes it just takes you a little while to get out of it. And I'm hoping I will, you know, by the end of this week, I'll feel a little bit better in myself, or at least start doing things for myself. But I just want you to almost feel comforted in the fact that I can't get out of this rut right yet, like right now, you know, just yet. Like, I can't, and it's like I won't for myself for whatever reason. I just won't help myself as much as I know I probably should. And for some reason, I'm just not. So you might feel better in hearing that, you know, because sometimes when you go to listen to something or watch something on how to do something, like for example, how to get out of a rut, and you hear all these things and you think, oh, yeah, that's great. You're like, yeah, I'm going to do them. And then you never do. And then you kind of just end up feeling worse because you've put all this effort into learning what you should do to get out of a rut instead of actually just trying to do the thing. So this is not a how to get out of a rut episode. This is I'm in a rut and it sucks. And if you're feeling the same, at least you're not alone, because I'm here with you and I'm feeling shitty and I'm not really trying to help myself. I'm gonna be dead honest. I'm just not. I got a notification and now I can't remember where I was going. Was I about to go off somewhere else on that little tangent? I don't know. Oh, I think I was just going to say, you know, one thing you could do for yourself is just that one thing. And for me right now, it's recording this podcast, because honestly, I didn't really want to. I was fairly allergic to getting set up and recording. And I'm kind of allergic to the fact that I have to edit this. But I have to remember, I really like doing this podcast and I want to be consistent with it. And I have a rake load of dishes to wash downstairs, but at least I recorded this podcast. Does that make sense? Like, you know, you can always do at least one thing for yourself. And obviously, I'm going to go down and wash the dishes. So that's two things. I also went out for a walk and got a coffee. That's three things. And that's three things that I have done for myself today. I have a PT session later. That I didn't pay for because it was included in signing up for the gym. But you know, that's another thing I'm going to do for myself. So if you can take anything else away from this, apart from just feeling kind of heard and feeling related to, is that look around at things you might have already done for yourself today. Did you get out of bed? Amazing. Fantastic. You did that. Did you brush your teeth? Unreal. You did that for yourself. And if you got up and brushed your teeth, you did two things for yourself. Have you eaten today? Amazing. That's another thing you did for yourself. So you don't need to do these big, extravagant, like 5K walks, or go out for a run, or go to the gym, or meditate, journal for 3 pages. Like, you don't have to do all those things every single day. You can look at the really small and basic things that seem really small and basic for you, but you did them. And that's something that you did for yourself. And that's an achievement. So well done. You got this. I'm gonna leave them. I don't know. Will that have made anyone feel better? I really don't know. But keeping it real here with you on Welcome to the Chaos, and just letting you know that it's okay to feel like you're struggling, and it's okay if you're not really doing anything for yourself just yet. We'll get there and we'll come back around and we'll get out of this cycle eventually. Right? Right. Now we will. We will. We will. This is probably going to be a shorter one, really, because, you know, it's just me. And I feel like I'm depressing enough there. So time to move on. Let's get into what I have been consuming this week. So listen, if I don't talk about reading, it's because I'm still reading the Harry Potters. I'll let you know when I'm finished the fifth book. We're not there just yet. We're about halfway through. I feel like I also possibly said that last week, but I'm still around the halfway mark-ish. I'm like 450 pages in or something. So still working away on that. I'll let you know when I've moved on to the sixth book. Then in terms of watching, I started watching One Day on Netflix. I've seen a lot about it. I've seen that apparently it's absolutely devastating. I am 6 episodes in, I think. And like, can't understand how it's going to be devastating just yet. And that's all, like, I've seen on TikTok people being like, how am I going to cry at this? And then they switch to like them like at the end and they're like literally sobbing. So I feel like I'm definitely going to be an absolute wreck after it. But right now I can't see how I'm going to be a wreck, if that makes sense. But enjoying it so far. I think sometimes like one or two episodes have been a little bit slow, but otherwise it's good. It's good. I'm enjoying it. I've never read the book and I've never seen the movie, so I had no idea what to expect. And so far it's nothing like what I expected, like at all. But yeah, getting through that. Why did it sound like someone just came into my apartment? Weird. Okay. Freaked out now. Anyway, then in terms of listening, have I been listening to anything new? Not really. Oh my gosh. I just keep going back to my on repeat. This is another thing to see about working from home, is that I'm not listening to music every day going to and from work. Like, that's when I was listening to music. Whereas now I don't really have that. So being a little bit slow and trying to listen to new music. So if you have any recommendations, let me know. Let me know on Instagram. What should I be listening to? Who should I be listening to? Because I just keep going on to my on repeat and just keep listening to the songs that I've been listening to for the past 2 months, probably. Not much new in terms of what I've been watching and listening to, but that's okay. That's okay. And I'm going to leave this there because, yeah, I don't really have much else to say. And I don't know. I hope maybe one of you got something from that episode. Like, I don't know. Right now, I feel like I maybe didn't do the best of jobs and I don't even know what I was saying. And was it maybe a bit depressing more than anything? I don't know. But hopefully, at least one of you out there listening has just felt seen and, you know, realizes that you're not fully alone in what you're going through. Because I'm right here with you at the moment. So you got someone else. Okay. Definitely more excited for next week's episode to be back with Kevin. I definitely enjoy doing these more with him, and he can make it a bit more lighthearted next week, hopefully, for us. So I'm going to leave it there. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'd really appreciate it if you could give it a download, because that helps us out. And yeah, I hope you have a good week. And if you're not feeling great, I hope you feel better soon. Thanks again for listening. And you'll hear from us again next week. Bye-bye.